In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Behold this heart, pierced with thorns, because of the ingratitude of men. Dear friends, these are the words of Our Lady. They are the words of Our Lady at Fatima. Behold my heart, pierced with thorns, because of the ingratitude of those who have received so much from my Son. It is an unfathomable treasure that we receive today from the hands of our loving Mother, the Church, that on this feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the 22nd of August, she should speak to us through the sacred liturgy on this Sunday, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, the two of which very, very rarely, if ever, coincide. Let us appreciate the text of the sacred liturgy today through the lens of the message of Our Lady of Fatima, that on this octave day of her assumption into heaven, whereby her immaculate body, along with her soul, was raised into heaven and gloriously reigns there in order to bring us safely to our heavenly destiny with her blessed Lord, our God, Jesus Christ. On the octave day of that great feast, we honor her immaculate heart, that heart that burned with God's love within that glorified body that now reigns in heaven. And she says to us today, behold this heart, pierced with thorns, because of the ingratitude of men. In the Holy Gospel for today's Mass, our Lord Jesus Christ performs a miracle. He cleanses 10 men, heals them of that terrible disease of leprosy. A disease so terrible that the only thing that those inflicted by it could hope for was death itself. And these 10 humbly approach our Lord indeed and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And our Lord, with great pity, looks upon him, looks upon all 10 of them, and says, go, show yourselves to the priest. And on their way, they are healed. But we hear that only one recognized his healing. That all 10 of them, in being obedient to Christ's command, only one of the 10 was conscientious of what it was that God did for him along the way. And in recognizing that great gift, he returned. He stopped his path, went back to Jesus Christ, our God, who healed him, fell to his knees and placed his face in the ground and said, thank you. You have made me whole. Is this not a beautiful illustration of what happens in the sacrament of confession? That by God's grace indeed, we recognize our own sinfulness. We acknowledge that we require God's mercy, and like the 10 lepers, we line up in front of the confessional and ask for mercy. This is the beginning, and indeed, it is most important as the first step. But after receiving absolution, being told to go and do penance, obediently we obey. We go and we do our penance. But do we recognize for even a moment what it is that God has done for us in this sacrament? do we recognize that without God's mercy, the only thing we would have to look forward to is death and eternal damnation in hell. But because of God's merciful love for you, your soul is cleansed of that spiritual leprosy, that contagious and awful disease, and you are made once more pure and whole in God's sight. Are we thankful? Or do we add to the sorrow of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, pierced with thorns because of the ingratitude of men? We are so quick to dismiss the condition of our present age to all of those things outside of our control. And yet we overlook the fundamental message of Fatima, which is a message for us all, and especially those that have received the graces that we have all received, above and beyond all of those who perhaps remain distant from our Lord. Repent of your sins, not apathetically and out of a sense of ritual, but with a true and sincere, contrite heart to recognize the leprosy of which we are healed through God's mercy. To repent of our sins, to make reparation for them to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, having devotion to her Immaculate Heart, participating in the first Saturday devotions, remembering too that these first Saturday devotions were in response to the apathy of the first Friday devotions our Lord asked in reparation to His Sacred Heart on the first Friday of every month. That these 2 days, which so often coincide, must be the cornerstone and the beginning of our month as faithful children of Mary, our Mother. Make reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for the sins and the outrages committed against the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. On the front of this week's bulletin, there is a beautiful prayer that is there for you to take home. It is a prayer that I exhort you to pray daily with your families. That the 2 minutes that it takes to pray this prayer each morning, that you consecrate yourself to our Immaculate Mother. That by extension you consecrate your families, your loved ones, all of those that God has blessed you with. And consecrate also your enemies. Remembering that those, in the words of Our Lady at Fatima, those who have no one to pray for them are the most in danger of hellfire. In your Christian charity, pray for them too, those in most need of Christ's merciful love. And when you pray this, pray not with a self-righteous spirit, but rather one acknowledging your need of God's mercy first. And if He has inspired in you these pious sentiments in order to make reparation, it has been first a gift of His grace. And that in this we thank Him too, lest we add to the sorrow of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady continues at Fatima to correct our apathy and to stir up within us a great devotion to her Immaculate Heart, principally through the daily recitation of the Most Holy Rosary. That most beautiful prayer, the angelic salutation, the words through which Our Lady became the Mother of God, overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, that he would conceive within her virgin womb. The second person of the Most Holy Trinity making him flesh for our salvation. If you wish to thank Our Lady, pray the Rosary daily. The Rosary is that most powerful prayer which simultaneously is your greatest defense and arm against that infernal serpent that is alluded to in the epistle, the very epistle of this day, from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, when it is that he references the seed that we, of course, hear about in the book of Genesis just after the fall, when Almighty God promises to us that he will put enmity between the woman and her seed. Excuse me, putting enmity between the seed of the woman and the devil himself. That the seed of the woman is our Lord Jesus Christ, because the woman is none other than Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception. And that enmity between Christ, the seed, and that serpent is precisely what it is that we place ourselves behind, the power of her foot, when it is that we wield with faith, the faith that sets us free, the Most Holy Rosary. It is simultaneously, yes, dear friends, a weapon, but it is also a great gift to Our Lady in thanks. It is a bouquet of roses that you offer each day to Our Lady to thank her and her Immaculate Heart for interceding for you, that you may not, like so many, be at risk of hellfire because of your apathetic souls long from Christ. But acknowledging her role as the mediatrix of the graces that you've received to be here in the presence of Almighty God, that you would wish each day to return to her, acknowledging the healing that she has done in you as your mother, as your nurturing mother, offering to her this prayer, this crown of roses, as a gift to her. Yes, crying forth in this valley of tears to ask for her continued protection, her intercession, and her help in all that you do to persevere until the very end. But also with great joy in your hearts for what it is that she has done and that she promises to do. For if we hear from Our Lady of Fatima that her heart is pierced with thorns because of the ingratitude of men, we must also remember her words to these same children, that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Rosary is our lifeline to the triumph of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And when we pray it, particularly publicly, not only in church, but out in the streets, for instance, on the Mitchell Street Bridge or at the Fatima Shrine, not far from this very church, you participate in that acclamation of faith that Our Lady's Immaculate Heart will be victorious. And all of you who faithfully pray her rosary and have devotion to her Immaculate Heart will participate in this guaranteed victory. This is our hope. This is our salvation. Remembering that when you begin the rosary, you begin with the cross. Our Lady is not here to take your crosses away. She loves you too much. She's here to accompany you on that path to your Calvary, reminding you that as you complete that circuit in her hands, she will bring you back to the cross. You will return to the very place whence you left, but now fortified with her help, and united now more closely to that very Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom she gave her heart and from whom he received his. The thorns that Our Lady's heart feels ingratitude are the very thorns that you see in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Remembering that these are united, that the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Most Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ are but one heart, and that the thorns that pierce Our Lady's heart are the very thorns that we see surrounding the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each day, take those roses in hand. Put the thorns of those roses into your flesh to chastise your concupiscence by fasting, by offering acts of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, taking upon yourself, yes, the pain that comes from being a faithful child of Mary, that you may alleviate the pain in her heart by taking it on yourself, not seeking the comfort of this world, but seeking the fidelity that comes from being a follower of Jesus Christ and a child of our Blessed Mother. Take that rose in hand. Willfully press your flesh against its thorns in order to offer that flower as a gift to Our Lady. 50 times a day in the recitation of 5 decades of the Rosary, offer Our Lady these roses as a gift. A gift in gratitude that her Immaculate Heart may be consoled and that you may be comforted and that you may always remember the promise of Our Lady of Fatima. In the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.